Welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This week we are going to be doing a cool episode. We're going to kind of make everyone grow up a little bit. I won't grow up.
Don't you dare.
The lad is currently starring, well, maybe not, you're not starring, but you're one of the stars in a Peter Pan Jr., the musical. How's that going?
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, he did a great job. We watched him last night. He was a lost boy. Tonight he gets to be John. So, yeah, he's been doing a great job with that. But as much as we don't want to grow up, we all got to grow up eventually. And so this week's questions are all about adulting. How much do you know about adulting?
Taxes, yeah. Bills, taxes, emptying the dishwasher on a daily basis, taxes, work.
Yeah, it's true. That's it. That's about adulting.
The emptiness in your mind when you have to choose what's for dinner the next night.
It's
and the next
true.
Night that. And the next night from that. And the next night from that.
That's true. Well, for those of you joining us for the first time or have come back for another episode in a series, just want to let you know how this works. We've got 15 questions of trivia coming at you in 3 rounds of 5 questions each. Each round that goes by, the questions are going to get a little more difficult. This first round, the questions are the easiest. We call this round
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. Adulting trivia. Question 1. What do adults have to pay every month so they can keep living in their home?
Bills.
What are those bills called specifically? I'll take 2 different answers here. There's a specific name for these bills. If I lived in an apartment or a house that I don't own, I pay...
rent.
Rent. Yeah, very good. That's answer 1. And if you own your own home and you have a loan on that home, what do you pay?
Mortgage.
A mortgage. Very good. Yeah, that's it. So rent is very like, it's kind of like borrowing a house. You pay to live in the house. You don't own it, but someone else owns that house and you pay rent to be able to live in that house. And a mortgage.
525,600 minutes. You said rent.
Okay. I was like, what does this have to do with anything? And then a mortgage is more like buying a house in tiny little payments over and over and over for like 30 years. So that's the big difference. Question 2. This needs to be changed in a car every 3,000 to 5,000 miles to keep the engine running smoothly.
Oil change.
An oil change is correct.
Yay.
Yeah, cars have hundreds or thousands of moving parts, and keeping your oil level appropriate and keeping that oil fresh is something that's really important to your engine. Got to do it.
Go grease that and go. You don't want to hear that song.
No, I don't. Question 3. When adults borrow money from a bank and they must pay it back later, what is it called? Do you need me to repeat the question?
Yes.
When adults borrow money from a bank and must pay it back later in payments, what is it called?
A loan.
A loan is correct. So they have like
I took out a business loan.
A business loan? What for? What business?
For the radio station.
Oh, when you were at Biz Camp?
BizTown.
BizTown Camp, yeah.
If you don't know what that is, Junior Achievement, which is like a financing, like for it's just like business, like making businesses and running businesses.
Yeah, they're an organization that teaches about financial literacy.
Yes.
And and like, yeah, just introduces students to younger students about like, you know, kindergarten through like elementary, middle school, about how the business world works and,
yeah,
and how jobs interact with each other.
So. In Jay BizTown, I did this last summer where there's an entire like make-believe town where you can walk through and you have jobs.
Yep.
Where I was the on-air personality.
Yes, you were the DJ. Yeah.
Yep.
And you had to take out a loan?
Yeah. Well, our CFO had to.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And then he spent all our money on a car. We had like 61 cents left in the bank.
Not very fiscally responsible. No. Question number 4. What is the name of a doctor visit that happens every year, even when you're healthy?
A physical.
Your physical is correct.
I love physicals.
It can be kind of a nice thing. I mean, if you're not worried about your health, it is kind of a cool to get like an update on like how much you've grown, right?
And
what do you weigh now and all of the different milestones along your growth. Adults maybe don't look forward to their physical as much. I never love getting my blood pressure taken, but you know, got to do it.
It feels weird. I don't like my pulse being felt. I don't like feeling my pulse in my wrist.
Why is that?
Feeling your own blood being pumped by the second. Wouldn't you think that's weird?
I mean, a little weird, but yeah. I always enjoy trying to guess my pulse. Because I'm a band director, and pulse and tempo, like pulse and the speed of a song are the same thing. It's measured in beats per minute. And so I always like to guess
pulse is. If you guess it, then you have to guess a song in that tempo.
If I guess it correctly, my visit is free. That would be great.
Yeah, if you can like guess your pulse by the BPM.
Yeah. Question 5.
Call for his gift card.
Question 5. What is the term for money set aside for future big expenses like college, cars, or weddings? Don't think too hard about this one. You have one of these.
Savings account.
A savings account is correct.
I think all 4 questions we have, or is it 5? 4?
That was 5.
Well, that was 5. All 5 questions include money.
Yeah, because so much of adulting essentially rolls around money.
Yeah.
It's very true. And that's going to do it for the trivia tot round. We are entering the mind move around about adulting. So Emmett's 5 for 5 and doing great. But now, now the questions are going to get a little difficult. So here we go. Question number 6. This financial tool helps adults track how much money they spend, and it includes keeping track of how much money you have and how much money you have left to spend.
The debit card?
Close. So I think that question was worded kind of hard. So I think imagine you sit down as an adult and you decide, I have this much money and I have to spend money on all of these things and I need to make sure I have enough. You know what that's called? That big list?
A to-do list.
Incorrect. So the answer we're looking for is a budget. A budget. So when mom and I sit down and at the month and we say, all right, we have to pay all of our bills, this is how much money we have, then that leaves us with how many dollars that we can put into savings, money that we can spend on doing fun stuff, money that we can spend on clothes, that kind of stuff. That's you kind of plan that all that out. That's called a budget. Question 7. Founded in 1775, this service was created to help adults get messages and packages delivered from one place to another.
The Postal Service.
The Postal Service is correct. There's nothing more adult than the post office.
Stamps.
Bills to pay. I don't know. It's kind of fun getting real mail when you're a kid.
Yeah.
And you're not getting bills. Like, it's fun to get real mail, like cards in the mail for birthdays and other stuff.
When you get something from like your sport, your favorite sports team.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, well, you're in the kids club for a couple sports.
Well, just the Packers, but
aren't you in the Red Wings one?
Not anymore.
Oh, not anymore.
But usually the Christmas cards they send me, it's just like, have a good Christmas, your fellow Packers. That's it.
Love the Packers.
It's just like a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. But it's fun to get mail. Question 8. What is the document that adults create to explain what happens to their belongings after their death called?
The will? Their will?
A will is correct.
If there's a will, there's a way.
You have songs for all of these. Did you know that the oldest known written will is over 4,000 years old? Ooh. Yeah, they've been leaving stuff to each other for over 4,000 years now. Pretty crazy. Question 9. What investment term means owning a small piece of a company?
Stonks. Stocks.
Stonks is correct. Stock is correct. Yes. So do you know what it's called to own a piece of that? Do you know what they call that piece of a company?
A share.
A share. Yeah. Or a piece of a share. Yep. You're correct. We just recently started buying some stock, right?
Yes.
What do we own?
Western Digital.
Western Digital. Yep. Western Digital is a hard drive company that makes storage.
NVIDIA?
I sold NVIDIA, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They make video cards and chips.
Take-Two?
Take-Two. That was the one that you wanted, right?
Yeah.
What is Take-Two?
They own Rockstar.
Yep, Rockstar Games and 2K, right?
Yeah.
And 2K. So, like, they make the video games. So they're a publicly traded company. So we own a little bit of Grand Theft Auto already.
Didn't GTA 6 already come out?
It did not. No, it's not going to come out for a while.
Why did I see it on the Xbox store?
I don't know. Maybe a preview of it, but nope, I'm not holding my breath on that one. Question 10. What is the service called that adults purchase to help pay their medical bills in case they were needing costly medical services?
American Family Insurance.
Insurance. Not necessarily specifically American Family, but
it's a good one.
But insurance in general. Yeah, not a sponsor. Insurance is correct. So yeah, the first modern health insurance plan began in 1929. It's kind of crazy to think that we went that long without insurance. It's only been like, it's been less than 100 years that insurance has been around. And it's a racket, man. Insurance is pretty crazy. Stay young, kids. So you don't have to deal with insurance.
Get more with Geico.
And that's going to do it for the mind move around. Emmett's doing great. Not quite 10 for 10. I think 9 for 10, right? Pretty close. Yep. So now we're going to make our questions the hardest questions I can think of. I scoured the internet to try and find the hardest adulting questions, and here they are. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question number 11. What is the term for the total value of everything you own minus everything you owe?
The good things in life.
I think you know the answer to this one. So when people look up
stuff I own,
when people look up like Mr. Beast and how much money Mr. Beast
has. Net worth.
Yes, that is the answer we're looking for. The net worth. So do you know that like even kids have net worth?
You know, I have net worth.
You know that you have net worth?
How much?
How much money do you owe? Do you owe anybody money?
No.
Nope.
Why would I?
Do you own anything?
Kinda.
Yeah, you have like, you own an Xbox, right? You have some clothes. You have possessions. All of those possessions are worth something. And so that's considered your net worth. Yep.
Are we including stocks?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So we are in the positive in net worth world for you. Question 12. What is the term for money homeowners pay up front when buying a house?
I don't know.
You don't know. So yeah, this one's a little tougher. So if you're going to go, and you can also do this when you're really taking out any loan. If you're going to buy a car or a house, you put money down on that loan that comes off of the top right away at the beginning to have your payments be lower.
You're 20.
So we call that a down payment. The answer we're looking for is a down payment. So generally speaking, like you put down about like 3 to 10% down on a house to kind of kickstart your loan a little bit. It helps make your monthly payment a little lower. Question 13. What term describes when your expenses exceed your income? Let me simplify that a little bit. What does it mean when you spend more money than you take in?
Going broke.
Going broke is a part of this. It is actually another way to say this. You know, the fancy word for it, the economical word for it. We talk about it like in government all the time. The government has not a surplus, but we have a
surminus.
Surminus. It's very smart. Nice.
Surdivision.
The answer we are looking
Surplication.
For.
Surplication.
Is a deficit. You ever hear the word deficit before?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So when you spend more money than you're taking in, you run it in a deficit. So like companies have deficits, countries can be in deficits with taxes, families can be in deficit when we have to spend more money than you take in. Yep. Question 14. What is the famous retirement savings account that is offered by some employers? I'll give you a hint. It has three numbers and a letter. Any guess? I got to save for my... Any guess?
No, I don't.
Okay, no guess. That's okay. The answer we're looking for is a 401k. You ever heard of a 401k before?
No.
Oh, come on. You've heard mom and dad talk about a 401k.
No.
You have to have. It's a famous phrase that people use. So generally speaking, on average, the average American starts saving for retirement at age 31, which is way too old. I think if we can encourage you younger folks to start saving money in your savings accounts as early as you possibly can, you're going to really thank yourself in the long run. But yes, people will use a 401k, which allows the employer and you to put money away for retirement. So when you don't have to work anymore, you got money to pay for stuff. Makes sense.
Yeah, I just don't get the 401.
The 401k. So the reason why it's a I don't know why they call it a 401k, but it is, I think that's maybe like the form that it's for, that they use for it. But what it is it allows you to take that money out before taxes come out.
Oh.
And so you actually pay less in taxes because of it. Question 15. What is the term for a number that represents how trustworthy you are for borrowing or repaying money based on a payment history or your debt when you compare it to your income?
I don't know.
Parents talk about this all the time. The number that if you're in good standing, if you pay your bills on time, this number goes higher.
Your credit score.
Credit score is correct. Good job. Yeah. So there's a bunch of stuff that goes into your credit score.
Rocky, your credit score with Intuit Credit Karma.
This is gross that you know all of these sayings. And it's true. We do use Credit Karma, and Mom and I do. And it helps it's us great. To keep track of stuff. But
it's great.
Again, not a sponsor. All right, folks. Well, hopefully you feel adulted at this moment. Do you feel adulted?
No.
Well, all right then. Well, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode or any of our episodes, please give us a 5-star rating on whatever app you are listening on. Also, you can find us on social media on Facebook and on Instagram at DadLadTrivia. Feel free to send us a DM. We'd love to hear from you. Any last adulting words before we sign off?
No.
Well, all right then. Save your money, kids. Dolly is barking.
Dolly agrees.
All right.
Save money.
Thank you so much for listening this week and each and every week. We really appreciate you. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Owligators.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Oh, grease, dining, glory.